Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 108. This is a psalm of David. We're going to be reading the psalm twice. The first time we read is going to be from the English Standard Version and the second time we read is going to be from the New International Reader's Version. So join me as we read together Psalm 108 first from the ESV. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give your salvation by your right hand and answer me. God has promised in his holiness. With exultation I will divide up Shechem and portion out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin, upon Edom I cast my shoe. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go out, O God, with our armies. O grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. And now we read again, but this time from the NIRV. God, my heart feels secure. I will sing and make music to you with all my heart. Harp and lyre, wake up. I want to sing and make music before the sun rises. Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing about you among the people of the earth. Great is your love. It is higher than the heavens. Your truth reaches to the skies. God, may you be honoured above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Save us. Help us with your powerful right hand so that those you love may be saved. God has spoken from his temple. He has said, I will win the battle. Then I will divide up the land around Shechem. I will divide up the valley of Succoth. Gilead belongs to me, and so does the land of Manasseh. Ephraim is the strongest tribe. It is like a helmet for my head. Judah is the royal tribe. It is like the ruler's scepter. Moab serves me like one who washes my feet. I toss my sandal on Edom to show that I own it. I shout to Philistia that I have won the battle. Who will bring me to the city that has high walls around it? Who will lead me to the land of Edom? God, isn't it you, even though you have now turned away from us? Isn't it you, even though you don't lead our armies into battle anymore? Help us against our enemies. The help people give doesn't amount to anything. With your help, we will win the battle. You will walk all over our enemies. So this is Psalm 108. And it's a very mixed psalm. Sometimes when we read a psalm or read a passage of scripture, we want it to just say one thing, to either be a psalm of praise or a psalm of help or a psalm of sadness. But the reality of our lives is that we don't just have one emotion a day. We have many. And we see that in the Psalms as well, that one psalm can contain lots of different lines of thought and lots of different emotions. And so this psalmist starts off, and we know the psalmist, in this case it's David, by singing to the Lord and wanting to praise God with all that he is. He says, "Awake, harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn." Now, David was able to play musical instruments, and maybe we are as well. And it's good to praise God with all that we are. Sometimes when we go and sing in a public setting, we might just praise God with our voice. But we can dance, we can sing, we can play musical instruments. And so the psalmist is saying, "I will give thanks to you in front of everyone and all of the nations." Why? Because your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the cloud. And so David wants everyone to know how good God is. He wants God's glory to be over all the earth so that everyone that the Lord loves, his beloved ones, might be delivered wherever they are, that people can hear about him and turn to him. We get this description of all these different places, Shechem, Succoth, I've probably pronounced some of them wrong, I'm sorry. But God is describing, or the psalmist is explaining, how God views them as precious things to him. And then he describes these other places in which he casts his shoe and shouts in triumph. And we get the sense that David is about to be in a battle with these people. And what does David do? Does David say, "And we're great and we're amazing"? No. "Vain is the salvation of man," he says. Or in the New International Reader's Version, it words it as, "The help people give doesn't amount to anything." God is amazing. And we need to make sure that when we go off to battle, whatever that battle is, whether that's the battle to get out of bed, or in this case, whether this is a literal physical battle, we need the Lord's help. He is the one who can help us. And if we're feeling rejected by God, as this psalmist is, as David is in this passage, remember his promises, because his promises never change. His mercy never changes. His loving kindness never changes. So let's praise the Lord wherever we are and know that with him we can overcome any battle. This has been Psalm 108. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.